This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin sounded a cautious note Saturday when asked about the chances of Afghan government forces containing the Taliban surge. Speaking at an Air Force base in Alaska, he said that we look forward to them making progress, but we'll see what happens. The Taliban swiftly captured territory in weeks, seized strategic border crossings, and are threatening a number of provincial capitals. Advances that all come as the last U.S. and NATO soldiers prepare to leave Afghanistan. Austin, who's visiting Alaska ahead of a trip to the Indo-Pacific region, said the Afghan government was committed to reversing the Taliban advance. Thousands of people took to the streets in Paris to protest the implementation of health passes that will be debated in the French Senate. Several protests took place simultaneously in the French capital, with the Yellow Vest movement organizing three marches and with the far-right movement organizing a gathering and speeches near the Eiffel Tower. Public anger at a government measure to curb the spread of COVID-19, which some people say are attacks on their liberty, has given the infamous Yellow Vest that 2 years ago challenged President Emmanuel Macron's rule fresh momentum. French anti-riot police fire tear gas. Scuffles broke out in Sao Paulo, Brazil, Saturday as protesters demanded the impeachment of the far-right president Jair Bolsonaro, whose popularity has fallen in recent weeks. Demonstrators and police faced off in the city after night fell, with smoke rising from tear gas canisters and flashbangs exploding. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of people have taken to the streets of Sydney and other Australian cities to protest lockdown restrictions amid another surge in cases. Police made several arrests after crowds broke through the barriers and threw plastic bottles and plants. The unmasked participants marched from Sydney's Victoria Park to a town hall in the Central Business District, carrying signs calling for freedom and truth. There was a heavy police presence in Sydney, including mounted police and riot officers, and in a response to what authorities said was unauthorized protest activity. Police confirmed a number of arrests there. New South Wales police said that it recognized and supported the rights of free speech. However, the protest was a breach of public health orders. Several states have scaled back their reporting of COVID-19 statistics in the United States this month, just as cases across the country have started to skyrocket. It's depriving the public of real-time information on outbreaks, cases, hospitalizations, and deaths within the thinner communities. The shift to weekly instead of daily reporting in Florida, Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota all marked a notable shift during a pandemic in which a coronavirus dashboard became a staple for Americans, closely tracking case accounts and trends to navigate a crisis that killed more than 600,000 people in the United States. Other governments have gone the other direction and released more information, with Washington, D.C. this week alone adding a dashboard on breakthrough cases to show the number of residents who contracted the virus after getting the vaccines. And many states have recently gone to reporting virus numbers only on weekdays. Olympics host cities often use their tens of thousands of visiting journalists' excursions to advertise their tourist destinations. However, this time around, they are now trying to do so while keeping Olympic visitors within a carefully controlled bubble cut off from the Tokyo's 14 million residents. The efforts include a lottery for nighttime tours to history museums and historic gardens, where journalists are now required to pledge not to talk to the locals. Recapping one of our top stories, scuffles broke out in Sao Paulo, Brazil, Saturday. Protesters demanded the impeachment of the far-right president Jair Bolsonaro. His popularity has waned in recent weeks amid corruption scandals against the backdrop of the COVID-19 pandemic. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.